So we're learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Gufa, we learned in the Braisa, Harei Shehoi Yisrael Mechza Tahir Mechza Tameim. If 50% of the Klal Yisrael is Tahir, 50% is Tameim. So this Braisa passes like we learned from Rav on Amud Aleph. Halolo Oisim La'atzmon, Va'alolo Oisim La'atzmon. They each could do Karm Pesach on the first Pesach, Pesach region, don't have to wait the Pesach Sheini. And what's the reason? Because the Tameim are considered like Roiv, and by Roiv of the Kahal is Tamei, then Alacha is Tumah Hutter Ritzibur, they could do it B'Tumma, Pesach Rishon. And the other group does it B'Tahaira because it's not enough of a Roiv that you say, Ein Ki Karvan Tzibur Chol. So they each do their own Karvan Pesach. There's a Tahara track and a Tamei track. Hoyu Tameim Oitim Al Tahirim, if the Tameim is more than Tahirim, then Afilu Echad Yasu, Afilu Echad, even one more than, let's say there's 300,000, there's one more, 300,001, then Yasu Batumah, the whole Klal Yisrael could do Batumah, which ain't Karban Tzibur Chaluk, because then already you have the Klal of ain't Karban Tzibur Chaluk, and Gantz Klal Yisrael will do Batumah. Rabbi Lezbe Masya Aimer, Ein Ayachid Machriyas at Tzibur Batumah. One person cannot be machria the tzibur to be called roiv tameim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, loisucha lizbayach es apesach ba'achad she'orecha. Now, pasuk in the pasuk means that you can't shech the karm pesach out of the base of mikdash. But he darshes loisucha lizbayach es apesach ba'echad. That's what he darshes. That for one, because of one person, it can't be goyrim that the shechita should be a certain way. Should be betumah. Therefore, Lezbe Masya holds that if one person tips the scale, the halacha is that you can't be samech on that, and still will be halalu oisim la'atzman, v'halalu oisim la'atzman. Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon is a new shita. It's similar to the other shita. She says a new din. Rav Shimon Aimer, afilu shevet echad tamei v'shar kol shvatim tayrim. Let's say you have 12 shvatim, and we know there's 12 shvatim in Klal Yisrael. One shevet, the entire shevet is tamei. And all our shvatim are tayrim, so it comes out to roiv are tayrim. Still, they don't have to go to Pesach Sheni. They call it Tzibur, and they're not nidchel a Pesach Sheni. They do the Pesach Rishon. Halol oisim la'atzman, halol oisim la'atzman. My time with Rav Shimon. What's the time of Rav Shimon? Kesava shevet echad ikri kal. One shevet's called a kal. It's really a machlekes in the Mishnah in Harias, because Yaakov Avinu got a bracha from Hashem that says goyu kal goyim yimimecha. And even though only Biyom wasn't born, so you see, a shevet's called a kahal. Al kapalim, so if Shimon's saying it, since the shevet's called a kahal, you have tum hutter tzibur by one shevet. But again, it's not enough to make the ein karvan tzibur chaluk, according to Rav Shimon. Similar to Rav Shita, the Rav holds, at which the Brice was going, like Rav like Tanakam was going, that when you have 50-50, it's halolo ismasman, halolo ismasman. Rav Shimon's saying is that one shevet also is like a din of 50-50. It's not a din of roiv Yisrael Tameim, because it's one shevet, but it's not a din of a miyat either, because a shevet's called a kahal. Therefore, they each have their own track, again, similar to 50-50. Rabbi Huda Eimer said he takes a step further. Afilu shevet echad tamei, if one shevet is tamei, v'shar kol shvatim tayrim, and everyone else is tar, yasu betumah, she'ein karvan tzibur chaluk. Rabbi Huda takes a step further. He says that once you have the shevet doing a betumah, so it's considered tumah hutter tzibur, now everyone could do a betumah, because ein karvan tzibur chaluk. Rav Yehuda Sava Shevet Echad Ikri Kal. The old one Shevet is called a Kal. Havu Palga Palga. It's like it's Keilu. It's 50-50. And there's no such thing as two tracks. Ain't Karvan Tzibur Chaluk. And no such thing as a Karvan Tzibur that's different. That the two parts of Klal Yisrael bring two different types of Kavanas. One Betuma, one Betaira. It can't be. V'Avdi Kulu Betuma. And they all do it Betuma. So that's our Brice. We have a Brice here that says Tanakam is exactly like Rav 50-50. That each one does himself. Then we have Lezer Mas who said, by the way, one person does not tip the scale. But if you have two, which tips the scale, then the Gantz Klai Yisrael could do with Tumma. And then you have Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says one shevet is called 50-50, but there's still ain't, you don't say that the whole tzibur does with Tumma. And Rav Yehuda says that even after one shevet is Tamei, the whole tzibur will do a with Tumma. Itmar. We learned the halach and half of my Amir from Rav. Itmar, Hoyu Yisrael Mechza Tari Mechza Tameim. If Klal Yisrael is 50-50, 50% are Tahirim, 50% are Tameim. Omer Rav, what you do is, Metamin Echad Mehem B'Sheretz. What you should do is, be Metama one person B'Sheretz, and now he can't bring the Karban Pesach, and he can't bring the, so now it's Roiv Tameim. When you have Roiv Tameim, the halacha is, that the whole Klal Yisrael would do it b'tumah then. That's the Gemara says. Matam echlam sharetz, and then now you have Rav Tveim, and the whole Klal Yisrael would do b'tumah. Frank the Gemara v'amai nevdo hanu l'chadayu v'hanu l'chadayu. This is Rav himself. Rav himself holds. Hello, what's the big deal? Why are we busy matam with someone? Just do 50-50. That one part of Klal Yisrael does b'tumah, one does b'tayru. Amar Rav. Halolu oisim la'atzmam, halolu. Rav himself holds all his atzmam, all his atzmam. Amri, I'm thinking about it like this. Tochmai skinon, going to show you tmeim oitvim al hatahirim echad. The case here was that it was only up by one, and we will see in a second. It's like lezem amasya. Here the case was it was up by one. It was let's say it was 600,000 yidden in Klal Yisrael. 300,000 were tamei. With 300,000 and one were tamei, and 300,000 were tahar. So it was up by one. So yachy have the ruva tameim. So why make anyone tamei? Just that's ruva tameim. Nev the kula v'tumah. Let's all do v'tumah. And if the gemara no sala kar lezem amasya d'amar ain ayach v'chiris etziv v'tumah. One person can have mechiris etziv v'tumah. So that's why you have to matama another person. Right? The Gemara, Yachy Halach Kosho Duchten, Nev the Hanil Chadayu v'Hanil Chadayu. Okay, there's only one more. So just do 50-50. Just do half-half, because that's kilo half-half. According to Blessed Masya, one extra is still like 50-50. It's still like half-half. Mechza mechza. So we have to change it again. Elohim Kama. What's the Rabbi to say? Nothing to do with Blessed Masya. Elohim Kama. Yigatana the Shavla Katana Kama. The Amar Palga Palga Le'Avde Kulo V'Tuma. If you have a Tana who holds like a Tana Kama, the holds by 50-50, they don't have the heter to do everyone with Tumah. There's two tracks. But the Savala Rabbi Yehuda, the same Tana, also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Karban Tziva Chaluk, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Karban Tziva Chaluk, then Metamim Echav HaMesheretz. Then you should Metamim one of them Mesheretz in order to be Yetzir Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the words of this of Gemara is a parallel, because the Tanakama argues Rabbi Yehuda. How could be someone holds like the two steers of Gashitas? It says, if you hold like Tanakama, holds two tracks, and you want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda and keep coming to a Chaluk, make someone else Tamei. So Rashi really bavarns this question. And Rashi tells us like this, that there's a svar on Rabbi Yehuda that he says, it doesn't look good, it's a Gnai Hadava, that there's two tracks of the Kabbanis. There's two, the Mechalik. It's a Gnai Hadava. So we looks like the begin for each other. It's a gnai. It doesn't look good when Klal Yisrael is cholok. So we're saying like this: really cholok tanakama. We don't hold Rabbi Yehuda. But if we want to, if we have the sensitivity of having this chumrah that we don't want Klal Yisrael to be cholok, you have eitzah. The eitzah is to metama one person, and if you metama one person, then you could. You metama that one person, then you have roiv tameim, and you could be soimich on. And now, like on Lesbian Masya, and you could, Gantz Klal Yisrael could do it, but Tumma. That's what happened. Gantz Klal Yisrael could do it, but Tumma.
So that's less of a Gnai. The whole
Klal Yisrael. Right, you're right. Yeah, the whole Gnai is just that it's Chaluk. There's a split. There's no split, and there's no Gnai. They're anyway doing it, if you're just doing it with Tumma anyway. It's not a Gnai. Zog to Gemara Vaita. V'Ula Amar, Ula says a different Eitzah. He argues, we want to have the same thing. We're trying to get here a roiv tameim. Remember, we're trying to get here a roiv tameim. So Rav said the eitzah was b'matama someone b'sheretz. Then you have the roiv tameim. Ula doesn't like this. We'll see in a second why. Ula Amar, what you do is b'shalchin echad mehem l'derech achayka. You tell one of the tahirim pastors. It means we'll see. We'll speak out Taisa soon. But Taisa points out one of the tahirim. You tell one of the tahirim go take a hike. And be out of the 15 mil of the Beis Hamikdash b'shas the Karban Pesach, and then you're called derech hachoyka. V'ulam meshalchem echad mehem derech hachoyka. Send one guy out of away, and now he's not here. He doesn't count. So now you have roiv tameim, and you can do the whole thing with tumah. So freit the Gemara v'yatamenu b'sheretz. Why do you do Rav's eitzah? Sound like a decent eitzah. V'yatamenu b'sheretz. Gemara answers because he's machlokes about that. Because sava sheichden v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. There's really a machlokes if someone's a Tomei Sheretz, if he could bring a Karban Pesach. We have before this machlokes. The shaila is like this. That right now he's Tomei, but a Tomei Sheretz, all he has to do is go to a mikveh for Shkiah. He has Harav Shemesh. He can eat the Karban Pesach. So you have a person here who can eat the Karban Pesach tonight, but right now he's not Royu. Could he bring Karban Pesach? So machlokes. Machlokes Tanoim. So Ula holds that Sheikh Vizarka Tomei Sheretz, it won't help making someone Tomei Sheretz. Okay, so Rashi says, okay, you don't want Matam Sharas. Matam Beis. And Kuli Alma can't do Korban Pesach. Because there, you're Tami for 7 days. Matamenu Beis. So Mara says, no, we don't want to do that to this guy, because then he can't do his chagiga. Pshat like this, that if you send the guy away, so he comes back home tomorrow, and he can bring the chagiga, he comes back home chalamay, he still can bring the chagiga, you know, for yontif. But if he's a Tommy Mace, now he's Tommy the whole yontif, he's not going to be able to bring the chagiga, and that we don't want to do to the poor guy who we're sending away. Bishlama, you know, we'll see in a second, Pesach, he has a Pesach sheni, but chagiga, don't match him from a chagiga. For the Gemara, so he says he about you worry about the chagiga now with the sheretz, now with the derech chayka, where you're sending him far away, you're pushing away from Pesach. He'll do Pesach sheni. So for the Gemara, b'meis also I can bring the chagiga. How b'meis nami evshid ava b'shvi, because it takes 7 days to mitar. So if you count the first day Erev Pesach, so you have the first day of Erev Pesach, six more days. On the seventh day of Pesach, which is the last day of Pesach, you can still bring the chagiga. So the Gemara, b'meis nami evshir the oved b'shvi, the havelei shmini shaloi. On the seventh day of Pesach, it's his eighth day, so he can bring the carbon, he's ready to tar then. And for the Gemara, k'sava ula, kulu tashlum in the rishonim. The halacha is chagiga really has to be on the first day. That day, you can bring the whole yontiv is just a tashlumim for the first day. So the chazi berishon, if you're royu on day number one, so then you can bring a tashlumim chazi bekulu. V'chol heichel chazi berishon loy chazi lekulu. So the ula holds that everything is tashlum in the rishon, which means it's all just a makeup for the first day. But on the first day, you weren't royu chagiga, you were a tami meis. Then you cannot bring a tashlum. Therefore, it's not the eitzah.
Yeah, so, you're not
really, but you're right. Yeah, it's not here. Yeah, you're not here. And also, he can even make it back the next day, technically. So, he just wasn't here to come Pesach and Erev Pesach. So, either way, that's the eitzah. Send him away. Don't make him tummy. So, you can't make him tummy sheretz because he holds Sheikh Mazarkin. And he says, you can't make him tummy meis because then he misses chagiga. Therefore, you send him away. So, Tosis' question is that simple eitzah, why do you send away the Tahar? Just send away one of the Temeim, and then you'll have Taruba. Like, we're trying to make it uneven here. So why we take a guy, one of the Tahirim, we send them away. Now we have Rav Temeim. Send away one of the Temeim. Now you have Rav Tahirim. No, they have Rav Tahirim.
I understand.
You want to push away to Pesach Sheni. You don't make...
I have to call you, so I'm not going to
do Pesach Sheni. You say you don't do that. Yeah, so that's Tosis' final teretz. If you look at the end Tosis, Tosis on top talks about this. Tosis' El Anir Ri, the Madrinus Yasa Kula Barishon, Lid Tchua Tmeim. That's Tosis' final teretz. But the Tosis' in Mila, as I've known teretz, maybe at Tzad, that Derech Rechoyka does not work for someone who's Tamei, only works for someone who's Tahar. Which is a big chizdik halacha. It's very negay later on in the sugya, and that's tzad the gimel and tamblat. But upon him, that's his question. And that's the last teretz, like your teretz, that he's answering. The reason why we didn't say that the one of the tameim should go away and you rave tahirim, because then you're pushing away 299,000 to the pesach sheni. We don't want to do that. Okay. Zot the gemara. So that was Ula's eitza. So Omer Nachman, tell Ula that his eitza is not so practical. Only Rav Nachman, Zil Vamli Ula, Man Sayis, who's going to listen to you? Which one of those people can listen to you? To Okar Sichei, to take out his pegs and Mishkane and his tent, Verohad, and run away. You know, go to a guy every face and say, by the way, you know, go run away 15 mil. I said, what are you talking about? I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. So therefore, it's not so practical, Ula's case. I guess with Tumah, you could do it, you could force the guys, make him Tumah, you could work it out with him, he has his house, he has his food, he's fine, but you throw him away and make him homeless already, that already is pushing it, and therefore Ula's Eitzah is not so practical according to Rav Nachman. Zog Tumah Vaita, Itmah. Just before we start the next Tumah, just point out a point in the halacha. This halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is only by Tommy Mace, but not by Tumas Zavim, for example. A Zav can be Tumah for 7 days by those people. They can't do Pesach Rishon and they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but they do not have Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. It means if Gantz Klal Yisrael is a Zav, maybe they'll bring a Pesach Sheni. We'll see about Halacha here, but maybe that's not the Halacha, but the Halacha is there's no Tumah Hutra B'tzibur when the Klal Yisrael are Zavim or Zavas. Only when they are Tami Meis. That's the only Hetta. So Itma. Hayrubam zaven umitut ve'mesim. This is talking about the ganz klai shoros tamei kavuri nechazanish, and the case is that 60%, let's say, are zaven and 40% are tamei mesim. Amar Rav, oisam tamei mesim in oisam levrishim levresheni. those Tmei Mason and the Zavim for the same price cannot do Karm Pesach Loi Barishon or Loi Bisheni. Why not? Barishon Loi Avdi the Hava Miyuta. In the first, they can't do Pesach Barishon. Why? Because there's no Tumah to receive here. They're a Miyut. The Tmei Mason are only 40%. And we need to Loi Avdi Rishon. Vashay Nami Loi Avdi is Rav Zisoid. Vashay Nami Loi Avdi call Heichad Avdi Tzibur Barishon. Anytime the Tzibur does the Karm Pesach Barishon of the Yochum Vashayni. But call Heichad Loi Avdi Tzibur Rishon. There's no Karm Pesach being brought on Erev Pesach, the first one. Loi Avid Yochid Vashayni. There is no such thing as a Pesach Sheni. Only you have to have Pesach Rishon in order to have Pesach Sheni. If you don't have a Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. So the Chazon Ish speaks out that let's say there was one person who was Tara from, you know, both Tara Mesa and Zav. He was Tara. And he brought a carbon on Pesach Rishon. That would be enough to let the Temeim do for Pesach Sheni. But here, no one was available, and therefore, because everyone was either Zav or Tara Mesa, therefore there was no Pesach Rishon at all. And Rav's saying that if you don't have Pesach Rishon, you can't have Pesach Sheni. Shmuel argues, Amla Shmuel, Zilu Amrle Abba, Abba is a lashon covered for Rav. Shmuel says, go tell Abba, it says in the Pasuk, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach v'mayadai. Klai Yisrael does a Pesach v'mayadai. So what do you do with that Pasuk? My Avitle, what do you do with that Pasuk? And Elamai, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds that Tmei Mesim will do the carbon even though they're the Miyat. The Rishash explains on places later on that according to Shmuel, he's going to hold that they could do Pesach Rishon even though they're the Miyat. Why? Because here, they'll be considered like the Tzibur. They'll be considered like the Tzibur in such a case because I'll read the Red Lashon, it says, the Kibin the Zavin Loi Avdi, Lechein have a Miyat the Tmei Mesim, it comes out the minority of the Tmei Mesim are B'mokim Kol Yisrael. They're like B'mokim Kol Yisrael, V'Avdi V'Toma. That's what he wants to tie up. That's what Shmuel means to ask. He says, the Pasuk says you have to do Pesach Loi Avdi. So you have to say a different Pshat. Amaluhu. So Rav says back to him, I'm not in the spot from that pasuk. Zilu Amalei ke have a kulu zav my avatle. Let's say everyone's zav. What do you say then? Then I can bring Karm Pesach, right? Not Rishon, not Sheni. So Teretz says, you know, sometimes it's stuck. Like even loy efsher. How can I have loy efsher? Don't ask me from the pasuk because sometimes it doesn't work out and it's loy efsher. And therefore, don't ask me from the pasuk. But Kaponim, Rav is saying Rav's side is. That you have to have a Pesach Rishon in order to have Pesach Sheni, and therefore, if it's Ruben Zavim, when you don't have the Heta of Tumot Ritzibur, therefore, since no one can bring the Rishon, no one brings the Sheni. But Shmuel argues, Shmuel holds that you could bring the Rishon, because since the Zavim are, we make the Zavim like they're not here, and consider the Gans Klai Yisrael is Tommy Mason.